I begin today by acknowledging the Wurundjeri, Woiwurrung and Bunurong people of the Kulin Nation, where we have recorded the Kata Project. I pay my respects to their elders, past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
I would also like to acknowledge my own elders, my mother especially, who has spent hours telling me the stories that I am sharing. To the elders of my culture who have passed down these katas through generations so that we may have our traditions and values as our compass. Namaskaram and welcome to the Katha Project. Today, we will continue with the Dasavataram series with the story about the Kurma Avatar. This story is sometimes also called the churning of the ocean. We all know that there are many oceans and seas on Earth, but the ocean that this katha mentions is the Milky Ocean, or in Sanskrit, Kshira Sagara. This is the place where Lord Vishnu and his snake Adisesha live. In other words, the Kshira Sagara is in Vaikuntham. Enjoy listening! One day, sage Durvasa brought a beautiful flower garland to Indra in Devalok. Indra is the king of the gods, and Devalok is where they all live. Some of the gods that live in Devalok are Varuna, the god of rain, Vayu, the god of the wind, Agni, the god of fire, Surya, the sun, and all the gods of the planets in our solar system. All these gods, or devas, live in Devalok. The garland that the rishi had brought was from a special puja, and therefore it was prasad. When a puja is done and prasad is given, it's very important to accept the prasad with respect. However, Indra, who sometimes forgets his manners, put the garland around his elephant rather than keep it carefully. The flowers on the garland were prickly and uncomfortable, so the elephant pulled it off and stepped all over it, crushing the garland and its flowers. Durvasa Rishi got very angry because Indra had been so disrespectful. He cursed Indra and all the gods in Devlok to lose their powers and strength. As the devas lost their powers and strength, the asuras, or demons, started getting stronger. If the asuras started getting stronger, what do you think happened? Do you think they behaved well and treated everyone and everything kindly? No, they didn't. They were very naughty and began being mean to all the devas. Even worse, they were being mean to all the people and animals on earth. The devas knew there was only one person who they could run to for help. Together, all the devas ran to Vaikuntham to seek help from Lord Vishnu. When Indra explained what had happened, Lord Vishnu told the devas the only way to get their strength back was to drink the amrit, or nectar of immortality, that can only be found at the bottom of the Kshira Sagara. Do you remember what the Kshira Sagara is? That's right, it's the Milky Ocean that Lord Vishnu lives on. But how would the devas get the amrit? It was impossible to just swim to the bottom of the ocean. Lord Vishnu again gave them the solution. He said, "My dear devas, you must churn the ocean to bring the nectar out. To be able to do that, you must use a churning rod and a rope." Lord Vishnu went on to explain that the devas were to use Mount Mandara as the churning rod and to use the king of the snakes, Vasuki, as the rope. Remember, the devas had to churn a huge ocean, so they had to use the biggest mountain and the longest snake to do so. It was impossible for the devas to churn the Milky Ocean by themselves. They decided to take the help of the asuras. Indra said to the demons, "Many gifts and special magical items will come out of the ocean and you may be able to have some of them." The Asuras soon found out that the Devas were expecting to bring out the Amrit of immortality and were even more excited to participate in the churning. When the two teams, the Devas and Asuras, placed the mountain in the ocean and tied the snake around like a rope, they realized they couldn't move the mountain because it was stuck and kept slipping to the bottom. They would need to lift it up a bit so that it would move and churn. Again, the Devas prayed to Lord Vishnu for help, and that is when Lord Vishnu decided to take the Kurma avatar. He became a tortoise and with his indestructible shell lifted Mount Mandara, allowing for the churning to happen. So the Devas took the tail of the snake and the Asuras took Vasuki's head and they began to churn the milky ocean. As the Devas and Asuras pulled Vasuki left and right, the ocean began swirling beneath them. They each pulled vigorously and the ocean swelled faster and faster. But oh no, something wasn't quite right. The serpent Vasuki was getting dizzy. Without warning, the giant snake vomited. Out came a poison that gave off fiery fumes that threatened to take over all of Devalok and the entire universe. The Devas and Asuras hid and were very scared. Seeing all the commotion, this time Lord Shiva came to the rescue. But where to put this poison? Lord Shiva knew that there was only one thing to do. He scooped up the fiery liquid and without second thought, drank the poison. Only a superhero like Shiva could take such a dangerous liquid like that. Even the other Devas and Asuras wouldn't dare try something so frightening. Goddess Parvati, Lord Shiva's wife, was so worried about the poison and that it would hurt him that she grabbed Lord Shiva's throat and stopped the poison from entering the rest of his body. That's why Lord Shiva is known as Neelakanta, which means the one with the blue neck. The poison stayed in his throat and therefore did no harm to the universe. The Devas and Asuras then resumed the churning of the ocean, pulling the snake back and forth. From the ocean came many wonderful things. Out came Kamadhenu, a cow that could give its owner anything they wanted. The Devas gifted Kamadhenu to the rishis. Then came Airavata, the white elephant that Indra took for himself. Next came a wish-fulfilling tree called Parijata, which Indra also took possession of. Then came the most beautiful goddess Lakshmi. Mahalakshmi immediately knew that she wanted to marry Lord Vishnu and went to wait for him in Vaikuntham. Finally, after churning for a very long time, a golden pot filled with the Amrit emerged from the milky ocean. The Devas and Asuras both rushed to take the Amrit, but the Asuras managed to take it first. Oh no! So, once again, Lord Vishnu came to the rescue. Although it was not an avatar, Lord Vishnu took the form of Mohini, a beautiful girl. She approached the demons and asked for the Amrit to be given to her. Seeing her beauty, the Asura forgot the magical drink and handed the pot to her. She told the Asuras to close their eyes and she would hand out the Amrits to them all equally. The Asuras believed Mohini and closed their eyes, waiting for her to give them the Amrit. In the meantime, Mohini quietly handed the golden pot to the Devas, who quickly drank the Amrit before the Asuras realized what had happened. Once the Amrit was consumed by the Devas, the Asuras realized they could no longer torment and defeat the Devas and fled Devalok as quickly as they could. And that's the story of the Kurma Avatar. The next story is about the Varaha Avatar, when Lord Vishnu takes the form of a boar. Don't forget to subscribe to the Katha Project on Spotify, and please do share the channel with your friends and family. Namaskaram!